Welcome to today's Ontologue session. We're going to concentrate on an update on the IAOA. We're going to have a panel discussion entitled Update on the International Association for Ontology and its Applications. We'll have a number of speakers, including Dr. Nicola Guarino, Professor John Bateman, Professor Michael Gruninger, Professor Giancarlo Gazzardi, Dr. Leo Oberst, me, Dr. Laura Zhu, Mr. Peter Yim, and Professor Werner Kuhn, who will be talking about the summer school. What I'd like to do is have Dr. Nicola Guarino start us off on the first slide. Nicola?
Hello, everybody. So we are here today to understand what is the IOA, the International Association for Ontology and its applications, and especially to understand the specific role with respect to a community of practice like Ontologue, for instance. We are just after the successful event of the Ontology Summit 2011, which put together a large participation of many people. And now we believe for making progress in ontology and its application, something more than just a community of practice is needed in order to be really effective. Well, let's see what the mission statement of this association is. This is slide 3. So the association is a non-profit organization with the purpose of promoting interdisciplinary research and international collaboration at the intersection of philosophical ontology, linguistics, logic, cognitive science, and computer science. These are the disciplines, as well as the applications area, which involve conceptual modeling, knowledge engineering, knowledge management, information system development, library science, information science, and scientific research and semantic technologies in general. So let's move to section 4. So the people this association addresses are computer scientists and information technology professionals which are aware of the need of a sound approach to ontology for building future generation systems, socio-technical systems. This is the first category of people. The second category of people are computers and cognitive scientists, linguists, terminologists, which are aware of the subtle interplays between ontology, language, cognitions, and so on. Finally, association is addressed to philosophers who have an interest in applying their analytical tools to technology advancement. So we really address a large diversity of people. Let's move to slide 5. So what are the key aspects of this association? Well, already I mentioned interdisciplinarity. This is not just a computer science association. This we really believe that in order to understand ontologies and use ontologies for real things, we need to have an interdisciplinary approach. This is the first key aspect. Another key aspect is the cooperation between academy, industry, and community of practice with a specific eye on the needs of education. Also, we want to have a good scientific authoritativeness in order to really, let's say, convince people about our arguments. Openness in that is another key aspect. For instance, in this respect, this association is differentiates itself from many existing consortia of institutions and of people which have their own specific private goal. Okay, so on the contrary, this association is open to everybody, both people, single people, and institutions which share our mission. Also, it's important to underline that this is a legal. The IOA has a legal recognition. It's a recognized association according to the Italian law, and this is important in order to have recognition officially. Finally, last but not least, we really aim at a transparent governance. This will be also discussed. It will be evident later when we shall discuss the way the association is organized. Going to slide 6, which is actually I'm going to the end of my brief overview. Slide 6 is about the general perspective. We really believe we should have a broad vision behind the kind of work we're doing and which motivates, by the way, the huge effort which having an association requires, because everything relies on voluntary work of people. So the vision we have is that we really want to work at the interfaces among different disciplines, cultures, languages, and systems. And we know this is hard, but we believe these are the real challenges of our nowadays society. The network society we live in today requires to address the boundaries of the various silos, to see ontology as a kind of bridging mechanism, a bridging power which works in order to really allow people to be part of one single society. And so we really believe that in this sense ontologies help to make people understand each other, to let them be more aware of society and promote collaborative participation. So these, in a sense, are some kind of the ideal motivations of our work. Finally, moving to slide 7, let me remind that we have a journal, Applied Ontology, which, though not being the only official journal of the association, certainly plays a major role in guaranteeing, in a sense, our scientific visibility. And Applied Ontology recently achieved the status of being indexed by all the major indexing services. An important among the advantages of people who join IOA, there is also the possibility of having free access to the journal as well as to other editorial initiatives of IOS Press, thanks to a specific agreement we signed with IOS Press. Okay, let me go to slide 8. I believe we have to pass. I have to pass to John Bateman now, which will present what we have accomplished so far. John, by the way, is the vice president of this association.
Okay.
John?
Thanks, Nicola. I will be taking us through some of the things which the association has been doing over the past year, year and a half, and since it was formed. And principally, we'll see here that the focus has been on trying to find ways to support what those of us who have been trying to apply and develop ontologies over the years have been doing anyway, but usually individually or in smaller groups. So we're trying to create mechanisms and structures to support that activity and make it easier for us to combine our efforts in order to get greater traction and able to let us have a more coordinated and a more effective, in the long run, approach to getting ontology accepted and getting it applied across all the broad diversity of groups that Nicola talked about before. So what we're going to be doing in this section is going through some of these structures that mechanisms that the association has been putting into place. I will be describing the structures more in terms of the mechanisms involved, and later on we'll see how these are being filled out in particular cases, because in all of the cases we have here, then we already have particular instantiations which are putting this into practice. So you see here on the slide 8, there are the areas which we'll be briefly going over. There are special interest groups, and I will give us a brief definition of what we understand the special interest groups to be and how one can set one up. And there's also going to be the kind of ontology-related events that we support in various ways. There are also various committees, and there's the website and mailing lists and wiki for circulating information among members, which we'll hear more of later. We'll also be working towards creating channels of communication with standardization bodies so that we can put together our efforts and work towards open standards in all areas of ontology to get them more accepted. And we'll be seeing all the way through various benefits for the members that these structures should be bringing. So slide 9, please. So I'll be going through the structures which are already in place and which members can make use of and extend. So the special interest groups that we have defined, we take here the definition from the bylaws of the association. What we're trying to do with the special interest groups is provide structures where significant long-term activity in a technical area can be coordinated and pushed forward. And these areas are, of course, to be seen as lying within the overall charter and scope of the association. And we're actively encouraging, wanting people to start special interest groups in a variety of areas, and these groups should be more or less self-organizing, but also drawing upon the background and foundation and communication possibilities that the association makes available. So activities of special interest groups, it may include having scientific meetings, organizing conferences, bringing out special issues in the journal that Nicola mentioned, about ontology, having dedicated web pages or areas within the overall association's web presence, and organized for educational and scientific purposes. So remember, the association is a non-profit organization and open, so we really are concerned with further scientific education context. So then that comes with the openness and participation by the community that we want. We'll see later on some particular examples of the special interest groups which are currently running or being formed. Slide 10. So how does one go about setting up a special interest group? It's fairly straightforward. So for areas which people or members want to bring in, the idea is as follows, that one just needs a proposal to the executive committee determining the area and showing how this conforms to what the association is concerned with, so in naturally respecting the commitment to openness that has been mentioned several times. And, of course, it certainly comes to do with ontology, particularly formal approaches to ontology. The proposal should also identify the principal actors who are going to be getting the special interest group going. You see that special interest groups should have at least 10 members as a start off. Then you start to have a committee with at least 2 elected officers. That's a liaison officer for reporting back to the association. And then one formulates a charter saying what the mission of the special interest group is. And one can have additional regulations there. The idea then is that the executive committee, if it's convinced that the special interest group is within the things, the activities which the association is supporting, would get an initial period of 6 months to get going. And after that, if things work well, then annual reports back to the association. And one could even consider partial financial autonomy in particular ways, which are also regulated in the bylaws. So, slide 11. So in addition to the special interest groups, then we also foresee that there may be regional chapters of the association constructed, formed. These are, the conditions for forming these are similar to those for the special interest groups, but the idea here is that it's they will be serving the needs of specific geographical areas, and this may well involve different language communities and other reasons that one might want to have a geographically defined group to work together. And then there are also committees. The committees are, in contrast to the special interest groups, these are meant to be working across different areas, of research. And we'll hear some of these about some of these later on. These may involve direct input from a number of special interest groups feeding on several different areas. And one can see here of the examples, where education is an important part of what the association is aiming for. And this, of course, stretches over all research areas and can draw on any of those. So we'll hear more about those particular special interest groups later on. So slide 12. There are also a number of standing committees which the association has formed to get its daily business done, and we see here several listed out. So, for example, the committee working on the bylaws has been working now for quite a while, getting the formal regulations of the association into shape, infrastructure, keeping the website going, and publicizing the association. These committees are all currently running and doing their job, but so need further participation, as always. Slide 13. We also have 2 kinds of structures for supporting or being linked to events which are related to ontology and its applications. These form into these 2 groups. There are the IOA events and the IOA supported events. The first one are events which are directly organized or at least co-organized by the association. So the association is playing a direct role in setting up and running these kind of events. And this brings certain benefits, for example, reductions in the participation fees for members, maybe even support for attending them, if that is possible and if there are applications made. And one can also make use of the particular publication agreements that the association is working on. Currently, we have a close relationship with IOS Press, and that is where the Applied Ontology Journal is published, and also results of several other events, which we'll see listed a little later. We also have IOA-supported events, and the idea here is that there's more of a mutual sharing of information. The website of the association carries information about the event and circulates information to the members list, and also provides PR material for distribution of the event. So slide 14, please. So if one wants to be recognized as an IOA-supported event, then this also works fairly straightforwardly. One submits an application to the executive committee showing how the event is relevant and appropriate to the aims of the association. An organizer of the event should be a member of the association, or at the very least be championed by a member of the executive committee. And then after the event, a report should be provided back to the association. and then information about the event will be archived from this association website. So one of the ideas here is that IOA support indicates that the event has been seen and evaluated as relevant and appropriate for the aims of the association, and that means for the aims and needs of the members. So it's a kind of quality assurance that if an event is a IOA-supported event, then one knows that it is dealing with ontology in the kinds of ways which the association is promoting. Slide 15. So some of the events we've had, the IOA events, and we'll hear more about at least two or three of these later on today. There's the FOIS, the Formal Ontology and Information Systems Conference, which is the flagship event before the association, going back a long time. We'll hear more about that later. There's also the Ontology Summit, which has just been held, which many of you will know about in any case, because it's very closely linked to the ontolog community of practice. And then there are a range of other workshops, which also have now beginning to have a respectable history as being central events which the association has taken on formal ontology in its industry and the workshop on modular ontologies. Coming up later this year, as well, is the first Association Summer Institute, which we'll hear later on from Werner Kuhn telling us more about how that is being organized. And there are also the Executive Council elections, which are usually held virtually in order to elect new members of the Executive Council, or to discuss particular issues where a vote needs to be taken, for example, bring to budgets and things like this. Slide 16. The IOA-supported events, there are also a diverse range here, which you can see listed out, and you can also see that they are already quite geographically diverse, from France to New York to Berlin to Australia and to Brazil. And so we see that the range of events here is growing, and all of them, as one can see from the titles, are dealing with central areas of concern to the association and also to its members, we trust. Slide 17. So more finally, sort of wrapping up the structures which are in place, we also have instituted an advisory board where we have invited top experts in fields overlapping or adjacent to the concerns of the association. And the idea of the advisory board is that it provides advice to the Executive Council on its more long-term planning strategies and how it is performing its job, and also to encourage coherence and directions for further IOA activities. We'll see the list of current members here. And the idea here, as we see here, is that not to be inward-looking, many of the experts here are very much concerned with other neighboring areas which touch on ontologies and use ontologies in various directions. And this is showing our concern with being outward-looking and making contact with other communities where we see the interaction is both useful and necessary for the further growth of ontologies appropriately. And last of all is the Executive Council, where most of the members are here today presenting parts of this presentation, which is responsible for the day-to-day running of the association. It's an elected council, of course, and it makes decisions, more or less, which fall within the general conditions of the association's mission, when that is not controversial in any way. And then if there are more substantive decisions to be made, then we organize the events, usually virtual events, where these decisions can be taken up by the membership and discussed and voted upon. And that's where I'll stop here, and we'll go now over to hearing some more how these structures are being filled and put to life. And so this putting decisions to the membership, that's a good opportunity to talk more of the membership itself. And this is where Laura here will be telling us more.
Laura, star 3.
Hi. So I'm Laure Auvieux. I'm the treasurer of the association as well as part of the executive committee. So I will just give you now a brief snapshot of what's the membership of the association today. So we have right now slightly over 100 members. The large majority of those members are regular members. Perhaps it means that we should make further efforts towards convincing students to register. But we are really an international association. We have members in 25 countries right now on all continents. And so you can see that most of the people come from Europe, but the largest number of members per country is for USA. We have also some communities that are particularly large. Let's say Brazil is a good contributor. So we are really an international association, and people are quite faithful. We don't have a long life, but people have renewed between 2010 and 2011, 63 renewals, and some, I know that some are still late and are coming up, so because, well, we don't always do these things in January, right? There is, as far as membership fees are concerned, for 2011, there is an improved fee scheme that have been devised to take into account the diversity of the countries that are involved. And so there are varied fees according to the country's economic development. We have used the United Nations and the World Bank classification to make this fee scheme. Also, we added the fact that the members that are affiliated to an institutional members get some reduction. So this, if you are a member of one of the five institutions there, I encourage you to join and you will get a direct membership benefit. Slide 19, please. So what are those benefits attached to membership? They have already been sketched about by John and Nicola before. So one of the major benefits is the free online access to all Journal of Applied Ontology issues carried by IOSPRESS to us. And along with this IOSPRESS agreement, we also get the FOIS proceedings, the flagship conference proceedings, and a number of proceedings of a number of IOA events like FOMI and WOMO and possibly others in the future because we'll have a larger agreement. Of course, you get some the ability to participate and to get reductions to IOA events like FOIS and the Summer Institute. And you can be more part of the community. In particular, you can promote IOA support event. You, of course, are included in the members' mailing list, and you are able to post on that mailing list. And there will be on the website in the future a news bulletin where you larger kind of information about jobs and smaller conferences can be posted and all sort of activities related to the association. Of course, if you are part of some committees and some special interest groups, there are further ways of communicating about that. And participating in committees and special interest groups is the way to get more involved still in the association. And, well, now I'm passing the ground to Michael Gruninger, who will talk about FOIS.
Thank you, Laure. So as been mentioned up to this point, one of the flagship conference for our association is FOIS, the International Conference on Formal Ontology in Information Systems. And to some extent, the idea that this is our flagship conference is reflected by the mission statement that Nicola presented earlier, I believe on slide 3. So one of the key aspects of our association and of the FOIS conference is that FOIS is intended to be an interdisciplinary forum. So we are exploring all the different perspectives on the notion of ontology from some quite diverse research communities, ranging from philosophy and logic through computer science, cognitive science, and linguistics, and also various scientific domains such as biology and chemistry. And this is really reflected. It's one of the, I believe, one of the unique aspects of the FOIS conference is this high degree of interdisciplinary contributions. The other aspect of FOIS is reflected a bit in the name. So we're looking at formal ontology in information systems. So we are typically, in all the different presentations and associated workshops, exploring this interaction, this interplay between the theoretical insights of formal ontology on the one hand, and there'll be, say, papers dealing with philosophical analysis of ontologies and mathematical analysis of ontologies, but also moving through those theoretical foundations and also considering the different application of these ideas to actual information systems and other emerging semantic technologies. And again, this is a very interesting and exciting aspect of the FOIS conference. So if we move on to slide 21, this past year, we've had a FOIS 2010 here in Toronto. I was the local organization chair together with Chris Welty, and Nicola was the conference chair, and the program chairs were Anthony Galton and Richiro Mitsuguchi. Just to give a little brief kind of indication of what happened at the conference, we had three keynote speakers, Jeff Peltier, kind of representing some of the philosophical and linguistic side of things, John Bateman presenting the work that is happening at Brainman, again, kind of capturing, on the one hand, a little bit of linguistic ideas and other kind of foundational work, and Alan Rector, who related a lot of the experiences that he has had in applying formal ontologies to various medical applications. In addition to the main conference, we also had two workshops. One is a workshop that is a regular ongoing event known as WOMO, Workshop on Modular Ontologies. That workshop is actually offered every year, but on years in which FOIS is occurs, we are trying to align the two together. The other workshop was on ontology and education, and this was a kind of a follow-up from the 2010 Ontology Summit, which was also on ontology and education. And so this workshop kind of related some of the results of that Ontology Summit, but also heard various presentations on how people within the ontology community are supporting more kinds of educational events. And we'll be hearing a little bit more about some of these kinds of events in the slides and people presenting just after me. FOIS is offered every other year, so the next FOIS conference will be in 2012, next year, and it will be in Graz, Austria. So I'm the conference chair for FOIS, and Stefan Schultz will be the local chair. It will be co-located with ICBO, the International Conference on Biomedical Ontologies. ICBO will be July 21st to 24th, and FOIS will be following on after that from the 24th to 27th. We are in the process of finalizing our invitations for the program chairs, and as soon as we get that done, we'll be sending out an initial call for papers, and so stay tuned for that. Thank you, and I think next we'll be hearing from Werner Kuhn, presenting ideas from the upcoming Ontology Summer Institute.
Yes, hello, this is Werner Kuhn. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Excellent. So I will briefly talk about the Ontology Summer Institute of this year of 2011, as well as of the general plans for summer institutes and summer schools within the association. I'm talking to you as maybe in two roles here, as the subcommittee chair on summer schools and summer institutes on the one hand, as well as one of the co-founders of the Vespucci organization, Vespucci Initiative, with which this year's summer institute is co-organized. One of the wishes that we all have, I guess, as members of the organization, of the association, is that it helps us do our research better, at least those of us who are in the research area, and also promotes, of course, this research to the level where its applications are more successful. And as Michael Gruninger was just talking about the conferences, the FOIS conferences, this is certainly one area in which we can help this happen. And we've been thinking that we should also consider other events, other mechanisms through which we can help research to progress more than it would otherwise do. And one of them we have identified is, of course, a on-site meeting of some sort where researchers, practitioners get together, share their experience, and essentially learn from each other what it means to do ontology in various application areas. We have discussed how this should best happen and have done a little experiment, I guess, for the first run of this. Namely, we decided to merge the Vespucci Initiative's effort on a ontology summer institute for this year with the first attempt at the summer institute of the Association for Applied Ontology. And this will happen in July 17 to 23rd of this year in Italy, in Fiesole, near Florence. And on the slide 22, you can find the pointer to the website as well as to the site. It is not your traditional summer school, and I've been making this difference before between summer school and summer institute to make that a bit more clear here. What is the Vespucci Summer Institute about? It's mostly a place where more or less experienced researchers get together and share their experiences and also share it with younger researchers aspiring to become more experienced in the area. It's less of a traditional one-way teaching environment as some summer schools are, but as I said, we are considering a more traditional style of summer schools for future years as well. In this year's institute, we picked quite an ambitious topic, I guess, namely process ontology, and we'll discuss questions like what are processes, what's the meaning of process in a formal ontology context. If you're already dealing with existing process ontologies, how do we relate them to each other? How do we relate them to foundational ontologies? How do we even put some order into the different terminologies, talking about states and processes and events? And how do we use existing ontologies and existing foundational ontologies to help us do that? And also, on a more practical level, if we are facing a problem of designing a process ontology for some application, be that in engineering or be that in some other area, how do we go about doing that? How do we take the elements that I've been listing before and that we will be discussing to make that more successful? I'm happy to report that the resonance, the response to our announcement of the Summer Institute for 2011 has been quite positive. And we have concluded the selection process. Admission is entirely based on merit in the sense of being applicants should be working in the area or at least close to the area that we're discussing, close to the topic, and should state their research interests as they should relate to the topic of the Summer Institute. We have selected 35 participants, and we're really fully booked at capacity, and I say 35 plus 4 because, of course, there is also the facilitators that I didn't mention before, Anthony Galton, Michael Gruninger, David Mark from University of Buffalo, and myself from University of Münster. Each of us intentionally being called facilitators because we will present some of the research that we are doing, that others are doing in the area, but mainly with the idea that we want this to be critically discussed by the attendees, supplied with their own experiences, and pushed forward not only our research, but the whole state of the art in the area of, in this case, process ontology. The almost 40 participants that we have in this way actually come from 20 countries all over the world, and we have, over the past 10 years with the Vespucci Summer Institutes, really had great fun to begin with, but also have developed, I think, and are proud of having developed this very, very international, multicultural way of interacting in a nice place in Italy. But it's also a very intense experience each year, and after 1 week of diving fully into one of these topics, we usually are quite exhausted but excited also about what we've learned. One way of characterizing, to finish this off, what we're doing at these institutes is slow food for thought or for thinking. It's not an event where hundreds of PowerPoint slides are being rolled by you. It's an event where we raise questions, where we discuss them in depth, and where often a session of 2 hours on a certain topic can consist of just one figure displayed on the board and being taken apart and discussed in depth. This is also a reason that we, at least so far, we don't publish any kind of proceedings, because we believe it's the main value of such a summer institute as we have it here is in attending, is in taking away, bringing to and taking away the ideas that participants share with each other. I think this is what I wanted to say on the summer institute, and we will be also, based on the experience of this year, discussing plans for a next year's event, possibly a summer institute again, possibly a summer school of a more basic nature, teaching some ideas about ontology as they're useful to the association and its members. So I will pass on.
Thank you, Werner. Folks, if you're on the call but not on, in the chat room yet, I suggest you log into the chat room. That's a structure for asking questions, especially when the session is over, raising your hand to ask questions of the participants and the panelists, but also to add comments during the course of this session. So please, if you're on the phone call, please join the chat room too. And the particulars are on the conference page. Thank you. Okay, folks, I'm Leo Oberst, and I'll talk a little bit about the Ontology Summit 2011. It was co-organized and sponsored by IAOA. As you probably know, this was a three-month virtual event. Basically, it includes discussions in email, panel sessions where we have particular speakers on different topics, different sessions focused on what the communique ultimately intends to be about. We had surveys. There's some research studies, pointers, people have made to a number of related topics. So it really is a three-month virtual session. It's actually culminated in the symposium, which was a two-day event held at the National Institute of Standards in Gaithersburg, Maryland, this in April. This was really a chance to have a face-to-face of the membership who were involved in the Ontology Summit for the past 3 months, all of the contributors, the session leads, the editors, and all interested parties. We also had a panel of mostly some government representatives, but also representatives from academia and commerce, focusing on ontologies and specifically on how do we make the case for ontologies? What are the perspectives from government, commerce, and academia? I think it was extremely successful and very interesting. The result of this virtual ontology summit it was the communique. I highlight the URL where that's found. we had different portions or sections of the communique because we had different foci. It all addresses making the case for ontologies, but it also included use cases, the development of an ontology usage framework, an elaboration of a kind of value spectrum for ontologies, the grand challenges, we introduced a number of those, and we might consider that kind of an ongoing consideration for the future. And then, of course, the strategies for making the case. The way we should view all of this is the communique is written, and it has been endorsed, but the supporting material is being added to even now and should be constantly. So it should be a resource for everyone who really has to go to their customer and make the case for ontology and its applications. Really, the next event will be Ontology Summit 2012, where IAOA is going to support the summit again, among others. And right now, you have an opportunity to really suggest a topic. We've only broached this very briefly last week, but if you have a good suggestion, using the IAOA membership list and the Ontolog forum list, please join and suggest topics. The next slide is 24. The summit really had great participation across the membership. Basically, we had six co-organizers. The general chairs, of course, were Nicola Guarino and Steve Ray. We had quite a few advisory committee members. And, of course, the organizing committee itself encompassed 20 people. Many co-sponsors, you know, as part of the Ontology Summit mailing list, which is how we conversed for much of the 3 months, we had 406 subscribers, which is a large community. We actually have 16 lead and co-lead editors for the communique. That included Michael Ushold, but also John Bateman and others. And, of course, we expect that a version of this probably will be published in the Journal of Applied Ontology at a certain point. The other statistics here, you can see that many messages, 11 different Ontolog sessions, and, in fact, the culminating symposium at NIST had 95 registrants. And currently, the communique has 94 endorsements. So I would say that it was a very successful, and I also thank my symposium co-chair, Ram Shriram, of NIST, for helping to organize the symposium. At this point, I'd like to turn it over to Giancarlo, who will talk on special interest groups.
Hello, everyone. This is Giancarlo Guizzardi. I will be talking briefly about the special interest groups now. Something that John Bateman already mentioned, the idea of special interest groups in the association and how to get organized to form a special interest group. I'll focus now on the groups which are being formed and one which is already established and with the first activities going on in the association. So now we are in the process of launching groups, special interest groups in areas such as biomedicine, geospatial research that will be chaired by Bernard Kuhn and John Bateman, and also on the topic of architecture and design, which will be chaired by Mehul Bhatt and John Bateman as well. We have a special interest group on ontologies and conceptual modeling, which is being chaired by myself, Oscar Pastor from the University of Valencia, and Yayu Wand from the University of British Columbia. This special interest group was launched, actually the idea was advertised in the last year in the International Conference on Conceptual Modeling in the plenary, and was very well received. And this year we have, as a first activity, the workshop on ontologies and conceptual modeling that will be held in the in this year's edition of the International Conference on Conceptual Modeling. Actually, the deadline for submissions is in the end of next week, so it's still time to make a contribution there. We are very excited because, judging, we are still 1 week to the deadline, and we received many interesting papers from prominent members of the both the ontology, formal ontology community, and the conceptual modeling community. So the especially the conceptual modeling community is valuing this initiative and is showing great interest in this initiative. We believe that the SIGs are the will constitute the scientific backbone of the association. So this is the place for people to get involved and make get together to make their scientific contribution to the field. So in that sense, it's a very exciting time that the we are still building this scientific backbone. In particular, I welcome anyone interested in data modeling, semantic interoperability, and information modeling to consider joining our SIG on ontologies and conceptual modeling. That was slide 25. I'm moving now to slide 26. And I will also briefly report on something that John Bateman also mentioned, which is this committee on international promotion or international outreach. The general objective here is, again, to promote ontology research and education worldwide, in particular fostering region-specific communities, so to promote activities that will be dealing with regional challenges, possibly supporting the creation of community-building events in these regions, possibly in some local language, the production of language-specific material, and also the creation of region-specific communities of practice. So the underlying idea here is that if ontology is to move from only a scientific topic to something that in the future will be generally applied in industry and also taught in undergrad studies, we also have to address these issues of region-specific challenges and also to produce material in local language. We have now to, so this committee, the International Outreach Committee, is being coordinated by Rishiro Mizoguchi and myself, and we are taking already some actions in this in two regions. So Rishiro is organizing some events in Asia, some community building events. One of those is the Australasian Workshop on Ontologies that was supported by the association. And I'm doing the same with an event that started in Brazil, so the Brazilian Seminar on Ontological Research. As Laura mentioned before, this is a big community, a community which is receiving a lot of interest from the central government and industry in Brazil. And now, just 2 weeks ago, I organized a kind of Ibero-American meeting on ontological research, so to include researchers not only from Brazil but also from different countries in South America and Latin America.
Thank you, Giancarlo. What I'd like to do is, we're on slide 27, is talk a little bit about the education committee. Currently, our proposed scope for this committee is to focus on education, addressing ontology engineering, applied ontology and related disciplines, practices, best practices, methodologies, etc. At a certain point, we also want to address accreditation and certification issues. We saw that in a past ontology summit, we have to worry about training future ontologists, and therefore IAOA wants to really be ahead on this and state recommendations for accreditation and certification. We also want to have educational events and programs, including the summer school. The Summer Institute is the first such event. But in the future, also PhD consortia, doctoral colloquia, student exchanges, and other kinds of events focused on education in applied ontology. We want to actually have a portal at a certain point that provides resources for all of IAOA, but also for the larger community that's interested in ontologies, focusing on ontology education. What is an ontology, for example? And pointers to documents that will have best practices, methodologies, issues of mapping modularity, and building applications for ontologies. Finally, we want to have an editing of a textbook or a handbook on ontology engineering. We find that it's lacking currently, and there's a pressing need for a definitive tome on the issues with ontology engineering. Our chairs currently for the Education Committee are Anthony Galton and Fabian Newhouse. I think Fabian is currently on the call. Anthony could not make it. And we have some proposed subcommittees for the Education Committee. The Accreditation and Certification Subcommittee, Fabian is leading. The Textbook and Handbook Subcommittee, Anthony is leading. The Summer School and Summer Institute, Werner, who just talked about this current year Summer Institute, is the lead. Robert Hohndorf, who's not present, I don't believe, on this call, is the chair for the PhD consortia, doctoral colloquia, and student exchange subcommittee. We don't really have a subcommittee chair for the IAOA ontology education portal. This actually may be rolled into a more general portal. Again, this is an ongoing consideration.
Leo?
Fabian?
I just wanted to add that, the subcommittees are not really that at all structured. What we really decided, I think Anthony and I, is the main focus for, first of all, is of course the summer school that Werner is leading, the main focus right now for us is working on the handbook, because it seems that, we heard frequently that that's a very dire need. Before we have that, we don't really have, the work on that will inspire our work then later on questions like accreditation and certification, but that is all far in the future. The most urgent need is the handbook. Thank you. That's just what I wanted to add.
Thank you. I'd like to hand it back to the Standardization Coordination Committee. Michael?
Okay. One thing that is sort of interesting is, particularly given that this is an ontolog presentation, is how many of the different efforts within the association have kind of aligned a lot with different events within ontolog. To a great extent, some of the education activities within the association were kind of had their roots in the previous ontology summit on ontology and education. And the next thing that I just want to talk about now, our standardization coordination committee also has some links with another earlier ontology summit, which was towards ontology-based standards. So what we are want to try to come under the scope of this committee within the association is to try to coordinate all the different activities that are going on within, again, a very diverse range of communities in which ontologies are playing a role within the standard. Either this is a standard that is based on an ontology, or it's a standard that includes an ontology as part of its specification, or it's an effort in which people are taking existing standards and releasing new versions or augmenting them with ontology. So any way in which ontologies are playing a role, or, and I guess a third point would be cases where these are standards for ongoing work within the ontology community itself. Say a prime example perhaps being the Common Logic standard effort, ISO 24707, within the ISO. So that's an effort within the community to provide a language for specifying first order logic ontologies. So what we want to try to do is gather all of these different efforts, all of these different people together. So I encourage and invite anyone who different people who are working on such standards to contact myself, I guess, or John Bateman, so we can start gathering all the different groups that are working on standards. And so perhaps if we had, say, one representative for each kind of relevant standard proposal, that would be a place to start. What we want to try to do is, again, gather, maybe using some of the wiki pages within Ontolog, to start composing a list of these different standards. This does also have an overlap with various other special interest group activities. So different SIGs can also recommend that there are efforts within their purview that will have an impact on ontology-based standards, and so that's something that we also want to coordinate with. And just as one other note, so to help get this ball rolling, we are in the stages of planning a future Ontolog session. I believe we are currently targeting June 23rd and 24th, where we will begin to hear presentations from different people who are working within standards. I think for the June 23rd meeting, what we are looking at are several standards within ISO, one of the particular working groups there dealing with kind of ontology repository oriented standards, and a follow-up meeting the next day within the Open Ontology Repository group, another Ontolog effort that will focus more closely on how those are related to repositories. But we're hoping that that Ontolog session, again, on June 23rd, will kind of provide, an exemplar of what we would like to see going on. So the idea of having some very kind of detailed presentations from different peoples within the standards groups, and then leading to ongoing facilitation. So stay tuned, and like I say, if people are interested who are working on ontology-based standards, want to join the committee, please contact either myself or John Bateman. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. We are now on slide 29, and I guess Nicola and John will talk about future IAOA activities and issues, and then we'll have a general discussion.
Okay. John, go ahead.
Okay, so I go ahead? Right, this is just wrapping up what we've been saying so far. We've gone through quite a few of the structures which the association has been putting together and the mechanisms that we believe will help members collectively and individually bring formal ontology into greater contact with a broader range of applications and information systems in general. And with that in place, then, of course, it's now an appropriate time to start really developing and taking that further. We've heard also presentations which have described some of the instantiations which have already been begun, and these need to be taken further. But all of this is, of course, depending upon the active initiative of members, since we have been concerned with providing these structures, but they need to be filled and brought to life and extended as required. So there are, of course, ways which we can already see that could be done as part of the association. For example, joining established special interest groups or starting new ones, joining in the activities of the committees, organizing workshops, institutes, schools, and leveraging off the community which is provided by the association members. And also this notion of outreach, of making contact with other associations, other institutions, other kinds of organizations. There's already discussion of, for example, possible contact with standardization organizations, which Michael was talking about there, which we need to discuss and take further. And those are all areas where we could see that there are paths to be taken further, but it does require then the initiative and the activities of the members to make this really work as a community enterprise. So what we'd like to discuss next, or hear back from you, either now or offline, if you're listening to this, not during the live session, is just where should we be going next? What should we be doing? And have you ideas for making this work as a community enterprise?
Okay, thanks everyone. Folks, please raise your hand on the chat room if you want to ask a question or make a comment. Fabian?
I have a question about the relationship between this organization and other organizations like, for example, NCORE. Because we were talking about regional chapters before. Is there... and there's, I think, E-Core and the other ontology organizations. Is there any communication about getting them included in the under the umbrella, or is there any vision of how do they just coexist?
And
would you like to comment, anyone?
I mean, the person to ask is probably Nicola. Nicola, did you, for example, talk to Barry about integrating E-Core, or however he pronounces it, into IAOA?
Yes. Hi, this is Nicola. Indeed, as far as I recall, first of all, the IOA has two kinds of members. People, single individuals, and organizations. So, and the way to incorporate, to include entities like NCORE is just to have NCORE to be a member of the association. If I remember well, NCORE was indeed the case, and recently, if I remember, maybe Lord knows the story better, Barry proposed to indeed separate Buffalo University from NCORE as member. But anyway, the official way of establishing links with the institutions which are already, let's say, whose main business is ontology, is to have them members of the association, institutional members of the association. Laura, do you want to say something specific to NCORE? I'm not sure I remember.
NCORE was a member in 2010, or actually already from the late 2009. And then we should ask Barry's opinion about why he changed the institutional membership of NCORE into an institutional membership of the University of Buffalo. I cannot say why this is his choice.
Okay, my question was more about the regional chapters. So NCORE is. Or are regional chapters just any other members? No, probably you don't want overlapping regional chapters, or how are you going to, are there plans already planned in place, how they are going to be organized?
But Fabian, do you see ENCORE as an association?
I think it was
an institution.
No, I don't think so. I think the the title is National Center of Ontological Research, and I think it was not to a given institution. It had Stanford and Buffalo as main institutions, but I think there were others as well involved as well. I mean, officially, I'm part of ENCORE as well, which neither belonging not to Buffalo or to. Okay. We can take it offline. I just was interested to hear whether there are already regional chapters.
Anyway, this is important. This is an important issue to discuss. And indeed, there is a specific committee, as Giancarlo mentioned, standing committee within the executive council to deal with this regional aspects. And of course, this certainly makes sense for, let's say, deciding exactly what a regional geographic region is. What a region is, it is also a delicate issue because in some cases it coincides with a country, or for an aggregation of countries in other cases. We discussed about whether or not a region should coincide with some specific geographic area within a country. And I guess the discussion about these things is public in the records of the executive council. I don't know if anybody recall exactly the point we discussed. But anyway, I suggest if you have a specific proposals or comments or whatever, to raise them in writing.
Okay.
Send in, because this is definitely something to be discussed. And maybe also a possibility is to invite you to a discussion, to a meeting of the executive council to discuss the specific proposals.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Do we have any other questions? Additional comments? What would people like to see the IAOA addressing that maybe you haven't heard this afternoon?
Hello, I'm Pavitra. My network is disconnected, so I can't use that at present. However, do you have a specific goal for this year, for this community, other than the educational part that you were talking about?
Does anyone want to address that question?
Leo, do you mind to restate the question? I didn't get everything.
Okay, yeah. Devitra, I think you meant, do we have a specific goal for IAOA this year? Is that correct?
Yes.
I think some of the specific goals, this is John Bateman, some of the specific goals you can see from the activities which we are just starting within the structures which we've defined. So getting at least the special interest groups that we mentioned there up and running is one of our major goals now, since that's, as Giancarlo said, that is one of the key central areas where we see ontology activities beginning to snowball, to build on the communities which are interested in more particular areas of concern. So one area with very much one goal or set of goals would be to get these special interest groups up and running. So we have one which is now running and the others are just beginning. So that would certainly be high on our list of priorities.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And just talking for the education committee, our goal would be to make heads on the handbook, although I doubt that we will be able to finish it in this year, but, you know, That's our goal.
Peter, I see you have a comment.
Yes, I did. I guess I will echo what John just said. I mean, in answering Pavitra, just said, and what he had put onto the slides. I guess this is still a very nascent stage of getting IAOA in place. So a lot of the goals, at least, I mean, from the executive council, is to put all the structures, organizations, and infrastructure together so that we can actually have a platform to launch whatever mission IAOA has set itself out to do. But that said, I guess as Nicola puts it in the title, this is somehow a community. And whatever it turns out to be has to be driven from the community. So getting opportunities like this to find out what is needed from the community definitely is important. Actually, that might bring us to the next segment about, I mean, one of the key questions that actually one of the members wrote to the association is, she said, I was a member from last year. I actually want to find out why I should be joining next year. And we all agreed this is a great question and it should continue to challenge us every time we think about the organization. So since we have some members and some non-members here, maybe we could hear from people what would they want to see happen to make it worth the while to join an association like IAOA.
Okay. Yes. I see that John Bateman has addressed some of that, but I got disconnected from the network, so I didn't see the rest of it. Okay, thank you. I tried to be a member last year. My credit card did not get processed. It's domestic only, and I wanted to listen what you were doing. Thank you for inviting us.
And that was Pavitra, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Any additional comments? I'd like to underscore that IAOA really depends on its membership for all these initiatives. It's really an opportunity for people to promote interests and points of view concerning applied ontology. We do really need people to step up and assume leadership roles. So if this is one, if you have an interest in a special interest group or a committee, what I would suggest is that you contact the current committee members, chairs, and say that you'd like to participate.
This is Michael Gruninger here. Peter?
Yes?
Are you online?
Yes, I am.
Just wanted to ask, is there a way for people to post messages to the general association email list without necessarily being a member? So if people want to find out more information, what's the proper kind of email forum that they can use to get more information about the association?
The association currently runs, I mean, besides like committees and council mailing lists, the association runs a member list, which is a discussion list with an open archive. but one will have to be a member to post. And then the association also runs an announcement list called IAOA General, which has both members and non-members. Anyone who is interested to pick up information announcements from IAOA could sign up on that. As for discussion, IAOA decided to just continue to use Ontolog Forum as a discussion list. So people who would like to discuss ontology-related issues could join the Ontolog Forum discussion list. And of course, if there are specific events like Ontology Summit, then those will run their own list. So the short answer to your question is IAOA does not run a general discussion list at the moment, but the Ontolog Forum list could serve that purpose if need be. And of course, if there's specific questions, there's one email address called info@iaoa.org. That would be sort of the place to ask any question about the association.
Okay, so then I'd just like to encourage other people who are online or people who are listening to this as an archive. If you're a member, or if you're participating in Ontolog Forum, and you end up, if you have any of these kind of ideas or questions about, you know, say, I'm looking for the following sort of benefit from a member, being a member, I'm trying to decide whether or not I want to be a member, and then perhaps, you know, please feel free to write up and post to Ontolog Forum, because the people who are in the association, particularly in the executive committee, we are all participants in Ontolog Forum, so we'll be able to see your message if you have any general questions like that prior to becoming a member of the association.
Michael, while you are talking, would you mind to say a few things concerning the Open Ontology Repository? There was a question asked by Gary Cross on the chat room.
Okay, let me...
Or maybe...
I just wanted to see what the exact statement was there. Okay, Gary, so with the relationship between the association and the Open Ontology Repository effort, there are, I guess, a couple of levels of involvement. One is that both John Bateman and I actively participate kind of within the OR effort, as well as in the association, and I guess providing sort of being liaisons between the association and the OOR. There is definitely a lot of overlap in terms of the objectives of the OOR and the vision of the association in kind of promoting the development of interoperable and integratable ontologies, and the repository is one effort along those lines. Does that sort of answer your question?
Yeah, related to this, let me add that in principle the association promotes, still we are not in the position to have one ontology repository with the IOA logo kind of stamping, you know, also because maybe other people and other groups of people are developing their own, let's say, ontology repositories. And so, let's say, the Open Ontology Repository is just one thing which certainly deserves the, let's say, the association support.
Did that address your question, Gary? You may be muted. Yes, okay. Giancarlo, I see your hand is raised.
Okay. I just would like to give a short comment on something that Lee was talking about before, that the association is a
community effort, and people have to play central roles in the different activities. We've been focusing a lot on the special interest group for the reasons we already mentioned. But I would like also to call attention for the regional chapters. So if people are in different countries, in different regions, trying to organize a community there and organize some community building events there, please get in touch with us, with me, and with Perishiro at this International Outreach Committee. We have given some thoughts already on a plan that might help people to get that going and to have their efforts aligned with the other efforts of the association in that respect. That's pretty much it.
Thank you, Giancarlo. Do we have any other questions or comments?
Peter, yeah. I have maybe one supplemental comment on OOR. I think we can look at OOR as sort of as an exercise at three different levels, rather orthogonal, actually. First and foremost, obviously, is the group that is most active now, the group that is trying to build the technology and the platform and run the infrastructure of a repository. The second level is the content level, whereby we're trying to get content, get people to submit ontologies, get ontologies to talk to each other, and so on. And at that level, I guess the IAOA could involve would be involved with respect to the synergy between the desire to build the ontology education content, and there were other things that were discussed during the ontology summit when education was discussed. There's also a third level of involvement, is because OR is, at least in the mission, trying to build a global federated network of ontology repositories. So it isn't quite building one ontology repository, although logically maybe one, but it's actually trying to socialize and build the network of ontology repositories. So at all three different levels, we need people's involvement. And I guess Gary probably is asking that question from the perspective of his geospatial ontology community, and definitely we do look forward to close ties and involvement there.
This is Jean-Bé. Just emphasizing on that point a little bit again, what Gary just put on the chat board, we see here again the relationship between, say, the committees and the SIGs, the special interest groups, because I agree having particular content would be of considerable interest, but this content is something which really would be being done by the particular special interest groups and the people working there on substantive issues, and the role of the association is then more at a meta level with respect to that, promoting the kind of structures which will help get content built and shared, but this to and fro between committees and SIGs, I think, is also a very important organizational aspect and an extra that the association brings in, so that one can get these diverse communities into interaction when that makes sense.
Gary, did you want to make another comment? You seem to be having some problems with the voice.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, you can. Okay. I think a large part of the thrust has been made. I'm glad for John Bateman's recent clarification. I was thinking initially not so much from a necessarily a geospatial specific view, but for the organization as a whole, that having some content that people might be interested in that the organization has some type of involvement with might be an attractor to people to the organization, which we've been talking about before. But beyond that, John Bateman's recent comment that maybe some of the SIGs might indeed be the drivers to do some of these things, I think makes a lot of sense.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Yes, the special interest groups, we really want to imbue them with a lot of, you know, authority themselves, so that they can take the initiative on many of these activities. So that's another way to, if you become a member of IAOA, you can really make a difference in that regard. Okay. Well, this is an ongoing discussion, obviously. So we advise you to, if you have comments and recommendations or you want to discuss points about IAOA, that you engage the leadership and the membership and also, you know, bring up issues on the Ontolog Forum so that the wider audience can participate and we can evolve in a way that's good for the community. If there's no additional comments, Nicola?
I just sent a message to on the chat room. Remember to everybody to renew your membership, or for those of you who are not members yet, to do that. And the fee is very small indeed. By the way, it was a nice conversation. I guess we can close here. Leo?
Okay, well, thanks, everyone, for participating. And I guess we'll close the session now. Thank you, and goodbye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Bye.